Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to let you know what's newly posted this week in the inner sanctum of my personal website. So every week we publish three new podcasts, four new posts. So as regards the post that's not a podcast, I write a weekly Lady Dow diary, which just keeps me up to date with what I'm doing on both a professional and personal level, my writing work, my editing work, my speaking, my traveling, my editing, my time with my family and friends, etc., etc. So this week's Lady Dow diary is headlined Pelagians and Pirates, and the Pelagians are connected to St. Germanus and Belloc that I'll talk about in the Lady Dow diary. And Pirates is basically about the Pirates of the Caribbean and my 13-year-old daughter's current obsession with Johnny Depp, which I'll talk about. And then we have three new podcasts. So we have every week we have A Home is Where the Heart Is podcast, which really can be on anything, literally. And for the last 3 weeks, we've had a three-week-long, three-part discussion on the medieval romantic, that's the right word, medieval chivalrous poem, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. It's in J.R.R. Tolkien's translation. So this week is the third and final part of that, and it's A Knight's Penance. So the examination of Sir Gawain's conscience and what that teaches us about the meaning of the poem. And then the poem of the week, I try to keep the poem of the week sort of slightly connected in some way with what's happening in the year, the liturgical year, as regards saints' days, etc., and the seasons, liturgical seasons, also the physical seasons of the year, spring, summer, autumn, etc., and whatever else. So this week, actually, we conclude our Marian festival. We had our whole month of May being Mary's month, with poems that I read and discuss about the Blessed Virgin, either, you know, obviously inspired by, devoted to. And today's Marian poem is Gemma Manny Hopkins's poem, The Blessed Virgin Compared with the Air That We Breathe, a wonderful poem. But also, as the Feast of St. Joan of Arc is coming up, and she's the patron saint of France, I wanted to have a couple of poems that are sort of vague French feel, and I was thought about Baudelaire or Paul Verlaine or others, but I actually went with Roy Campbell. So obviously it's celebrating French poetry, so I choose a South African poet. But actually, I did actually choose two poems that he wrote during the several years in the early 1930s that he lived in Provence in the south of France on the French Riviera there, and two wonderful poems by Roy Campbell while he was there. Mass at Dawn, which evokes his work, his life as a fisherman while he was in Provence, and then an absolute favourite of mine, the Horses of the Camargue, wonderful poem about the wild horses you get in the Camargue region of Provence, and sort of almost a metaphor for the free spirit of the poet. But anyway, that's this week's poems of the week. And then finally, we're continuing, almost finishing, our pilgrimage to Rome with Hilaire Belloc by the reading and discussing of his book, The Path to Rome. And we spent so long on The Path to Rome, I think we're about week 47, almost a year, that it's become not just The Path to Rome, but The Race to Rome, because Belloc vowed that he would be in Rome in time to celebrate Mass. Not to celebrate Mass, to be at Mass on the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, which is June the 29th, which is, as I speak, only a month away. We're almost finished. He actually, as we follow his footsteps, he passes into Tuscany. I think he's only about 60 miles or so north of Rome or something as we speak. So he's getting there. And the headline I've given for this week's podcast is Mountains and Mystical Musings, because the view he gets from his final crossing of the Apennines into Tuscany is so breathtaking that it leads him into musing upon the beatific vision and all sorts of mystical musings. So that's Belloc on The Path to Rome. So you can see what we have in the inner sanctum of my personal website. Please go to my personal website at jpierce.co to find out more. There's also a 45-part college level course of lectures on Tolkien and Lewis. So there's basically at this point hundreds of hours of content. So please do consider supporting me, my family, and my work by joining my Inner Sanctum on my personal website, jpierce.co. Thanks so much for listening. I hope to see you soon in the Inner Sanctum. Until then, goodbye and God bless.